Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. And as Lord Gates mentioned, as we normally do up in the irons to start the show, Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills, a song we have not played very often on this show because honestly, much like Black Sabbath's Paranoid, I love the song. I've heard it 8 bajillion times. I don't need to hear it again, in all honesty. But playing it this week, I play it every time this show falls on Thanksgiving, because as much as I love Thanksgiving, it is a day of reflection about the centuries now of turmoil that we have put upon the indigenous peoples of these lands. And so I throw out Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden as a tribute to my indigenous brethren and their ancestors on this holiday of which you may be listening to this show, Thanksgiving Day. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. Between your turkey and your football, let's think about the real meaning of this holiday, shall we? Yes, let's. All right. So I got a big show for you guys. We're going to be looking back this week on some killer tours that the Candyman and I took in over the last 11 months, and there have been a lot of them. We have checked off a lot of boxes for shows this year, and I'm very happy about that. We've got albums celebrating anniversary. We've got some new stuff. I have been combing my email and various places for albums that I have missed over the last 8, 9, 10, 11 months, because we need to put together our end of the year top 20 metal albums of the year countdown, which is coming up soon. It's coming up in December. You can hear those two shows on December 19th and December 26th. We will be counting down our top 20 metal albums. And those are the two shows that Candyman will be back for. But until then, let's just play you some new stuff I'm really digging on, including this band here out of San Francisco called Broom. And they dropped a record back in May that I totally missed. May 3rd, their album Martin came out through Magnetic Eye Records, and I have been obsessed with it over the last couple weeks. This is Broom. This is a single off that album. This one's called Jimmy. It's Metal Dad Radio.
therefore you're not living.
Dad Radio, and that right there, three new tracks from three albums that I'm really digging. That right there was a band out of Quebec, Canada, called Apes, who on June 14th, through Secret Swarm Records, released their album Penitence, and I am obsessed with this record. It's their first full-length album in 7 years, and it is just crusty, D-beat, grindy, hardcore goodness. Great record, great band. Before that, a band out of the Chicago area, Immortal Bird, who just dropped their new record, Sin Carencia, on October 18th through 20 bucks spin. We give you a track off that called Propagandized. And then starting off the block, a band out of the San Francisco area that goes by Broom, B-R-U-M-E, who on May 3rd released their new album, Martin, through Magnetic Eye Records, and we gave you the track Jimmy. So there you go. Three albums that might, maybe, appear on our year-end list in a few weeks. We'll see. All right, so let's go back in time a little bit here, because we've got the tour archive segment that we debuted a couple weeks ago. But instead of me talking about a tour from, like, back in the day, I decided to take a look back at some of the bucket list bands, that the Candyman and I were able to see live this year, this calendar year. And there were a bunch. We're going to start off with a band that I had never seen live. I know Candyman hadn't. And we thoroughly enjoyed, despite them not having their regular drummer. I'll tell you that when we come back. This is Ruby the Hatchet. There's a track called Primitive Man. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio Show. And that right there, three bands that we got to see live this year, which I'm really excited about. You know, for a long time, I thought that Possessed was going to be one of those bands I was never going to get to see live. And then they got back together. They started touring again. I still kept missing them, or they didn't come near us. And then they did. This past year, with Testament and Creator, we got to see Possessed open that show, and they were fantastic. We gave you The Exorcist off of the Seven Churches album. Before that, easily the best show I saw this year was Wolves in the Throne Room. They were just phenomenal. Just one of the best sets I've seen in a long time, actually. We gave you a track called Twin Mouth Spring that they recently released. And starting off the block, Ruby the Hatchet, another band that was on my bucket list that I finally got to see. And when they performed, their drummer had either a broken collarbone or something like that where he wasn't performing. So the first half of their set was this like acoustic, like VH1 Storytellers type set, which still was great. And then they rocked out in the last half of the set. So there you go. Primitive Man off their last record, Ruby the Hatchet. All right, let's go now into some albums celebrating anniversaries this week. And we're going to start with a band from Houston, Texas area who put out some seminal sort of thrash speed power metal albums back in the 80s, including their album A Distant Thunder. The band's called Hellstar. And this album came out November 29th, 1988. Let's give you a track off it right now. This one's called Bitter End. It's Metal Dad Radio. Only death from above sets us free. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there was three classic albums celebrating anniversaries this week. We gave you a couple Swedish bands. Dark Tranquility released their album The Gallery on November 27th, 1995 through Osmos Productions, arguably their most famous work, or arguably their most influential work, Dark Tranquility, The Gallery. And we gave you the track The Gallery with some female backing vocals. And I've gone back and looked, and I cannot find any other work that guest musician Eva Marie Larsson sang on. This was it, at least in the metal world, just so you know. Before that, Carnage, who released their sole full-length album, Dark Recollections, on November 27th, 1990, through Necrosis Records in Europe. And of course, if you are a Swedish death metal fan, you know that Carnage was very much intertwined with the band Dismember. Dismember would sort of reform, because they were kind of a band before Carnage, but they would reform and become an actual band after Carnage broke up. So there you go. But that was the one album Carnage put out, Dark Recollections. We gave you the title track. And that guitar tone, good God, that guitar tone is so good. And then before that, starting off the block, out of the Houston, Texas area, Hellstar, who on November 29th, 1988, through Metal Blade Records, released their album, A Distant Thunder. That was their third album. And we gave you a track called Bitter End. But those first three Hellstar records are fantastic if you're a fan of that sort of power speed thrash metal from the mid to late 80s. All right. Don't forget, we've got coming up in a few weeks, December 19th and 26th. That will be our annual countdown of our top 20 metal albums of the year. We'll do 20 through 11 on the 19th, and then on the show that airs on the 26th of December, it'll be our top 10. And don't forget to follow along at themetaldad.com for the full top 40. So there you go. All right, so we're going to finish this show off, though, the way we always do, is a tribute to We Believe It's the First Ever Heavy Metal Band. This is where the Candyman would say Black Sabbath, and he would be correct. He has recently been listening to, he told me, a fantastic cover of Black Sabbath's Changes. And I was tempted to play the original version of Changes, but instead this song, for some reason, has been kind of stuck in my head a little bit, and I don't know why, because I haven't heard it in a long time, probably since the last time we played it. But I figured I'd give you this tune instead of Changes. It's similar vibe. It's off the Technical Ecstasy record. It's Black Sabbath. It's all right. Till next week, kids. We'll be right back.
good for.